Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. There's much to talk about. Significant changes over the next few days. Today, Columbus Day, comfortable, high around 80. Spotty showers possible. But the rain chances will dramatically increase by late tonight, Tuesday night, into Wednesday morning. We could see a significant amount of rainfall, we hope. It's much needed. Before a strong cold front ends the rain Wednesday morning, followed by much cooler air, some jacket weather nights later in the week starting Wednesday night. Hey, our free weather app will keep you on top of all these big changes this week. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Selma High School student charged with drug trafficking. District Attorney Michael Jackson says 16-year-old Brandon Shelton was caught with 92 ecstasy pills at school. Shelton has been charged as an adult with trafficking illegal drugs. Copper thieves caused thousands of dollars in damage at a church parsonage in Selma. Officials at First Baptist Church say the heat pump and air conditioning unit were destroyed by these thieves. Selma police are now investigating. And Alabama's State Democratic Executive Committee voted to adopt new bylaws Saturday, but those bylaws have not been approved by the Democratic National Committee. A separate set of bylaws was approved at a meeting on October 5th, but the State Democratic Chairwoman says that meeting was not official. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad, got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior. Cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner. Landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time
time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. So Jack Campbell, I don't know what he was doing. Just out there chit-chatting with the peanut gallery. Oh, there he is. There he is. I was genuinely worried about you. I wasn't talking bad about you. I was genuinely worried that you, like, fell in or something.
If the truth were known, I went to pee, all right? And then I got sidetracked by the sales staff in the hall.
All right.
And I was chatting with them, but I still haven't been to the bathroom. But I'll hold it.
You can go
suck it up.
Like...
No.
Fine. So happy Columbus Day, folks. From our heart.
You called me in here to say that.
Happy Columbus Day, or should I say Indigenous Peoples Day. At least 8 states, 10 universities, and more than 130 cities across 34 states now observe Indigenous Peoples Day as an alternative to the federally recognized Columbus Day, which they say glorifies the mistreatment and colonization of Native Americans. You know, how many days, though, do the Italians have? Like, this is the one thing they have. Columbus. And now we're trying to take it away. I'm not saying Columbus was a saint. I'm not saying Columbus was a Boy Scout or even a great guy. But he did discover America, I mean, after the Vikings. I just find these arguments over holidays and what they're about absurd. Like, this is the part of government that I think is just silly. Like, the holidays that really matter, government didn't need to observe for them to matter. You know, things like Christmas, Easter, Halloween goes away back. Thanksgiving. Although, and Thanksgiving's another one. I'm sorry, I forgot. How rude of me. Thanksgiving is also represents the oppression, right? The oppression of the Native Americans and the indigenous population. But yes, it's a new trend. And I'm wondering, folks, is this heavy on your heart today? Are you really struggling with the moral conundrum that is a holiday being called Columbus Day? Or should it be called Indigenous Peoples Day? Or are you like me and you don't care? Because I really don't. I just worry about some of my Italian friends and if their heritage is being thrown under the bus.
Do you think Italians give a damn about Columbus Day?
No, not really.
I didn't think they did.
But we say that. There's always one or two. They're like, yes, I do.
Well, Chris Columbus was Italian, but the Spanish financed him.
Right.
So Ferdinand and Isabella.
Right.
Wasn't that their names?
Right. I think so.
Or is that the people that got killed in World War I?
I'm still of that generation, though, Jack, where Columbus sailed the ocean blue
1492. Yeah, you know, that's how I remember the
what,
year.
What, the Nina, the Pinta?
And the Santa Maria.
Santa Maria. Ooh. See, I can't roll my R's. That's why I didn't take Spanish.
You can't
Spanish.
Trill? No, I Santa can't. Santa Maria?
No, I can't do it. My tongue's too big.
And the difference in perro and perro?
No, I can't.
P-E-R-O means butt, like B-U-T, butt. Uh-huh. And perro means dog.
Oh, so you could just be making an equivocation, like, but it's like, why is he bringing up dog?
It's kind of like pen and pen, because, you know, when I was in high school, all the country folks said, can I borrow your ink pen? Because they knew if they said your pen, it could be P-I-N pen.
But, yeah, I think we make too much of this. Though, I was listening to an audiobook, doing some extra research this weekend. Guy by the name of Douglas Murray.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah, and it's The Madness of Crowds. And I listened to about halfway through the book. Very, very good.
I had a sociology course at Alabama taught by Dr. Globetti, another famous Italian.
Yeah.
And he talked about how a mob has no conscience.
Right.
And I imagine that's covered in this book as well.
Well, that goes way back into the idea of when you're in a group, does the group make good people worse? I'm more one who's partial to the theory that, no, it just allows people to let out their baser instincts where usually they keep it under wraps. The crowd gives somebody an excuse to behave how they've always wanted to behave in a ridiculous way. But what Douglas Murray means by the madness of crowds is this new identity politics movement. And he takes on, well, number one, he's a white male, but he's gay. So the first chapter or so is about gay identity politics and what he finds so annoying about that. Because even though he's a gay man, he makes a distinction of there are these activists that just won't shut up about it. It's like, when I go to my bank, one of the points he makes is, I don't want to see rainbows everywhere. I just want you to take my money, make sure my money's secure, and to transfer it to people when I want you to transfer it to it. I don't need a education on like who I am and my sexual identity. But then he goes into, I think the most heated one isn't men and women, gender. That one's interesting. He makes a point that what we must believe today, Jack, is that men and women are equal in every way, except for when it's favorable or flattering to women. So they're not equal when it favors them or, you know. But the one that's most heated is the racial aspect. And Douglas Murray admits that he's, you know, going into landmines, bringing these issues up, but he feels like honest conversation is the only way we deal with this stuff. Well, there's a story I found yesterday at The Blaze, and here's the headline. You stop it! You are a white male! Unhinged trustee shouts down colleagues for weighing in on town's equity, diversity, and inclusion statement. The trustee even lambasted the mayor of this town, a Palestinian immigrant, telling him he shouldn't have a say. Because he's one of those white Palestinians. A board of trustees meeting in the village of Oak Park, Illinois, not Oak Park here in Montgomery, Oak Park, Illinois, took an ugly turn Monday night when one elected official went on a tirade against several of her colleagues for daring to give input on updates to the town's equity, diversity, and inclusion statement. Trustee Susan Buchanan came unglued after another trustee, Dan Maroney, well, it's right in his name, he must be a moron, suggested...
No, he's an Irishman. Some people would say moron, but...
Wait, so now I've also pissed off Native American supporters, Italian supporters, and now Irishmen?
Yeah, Maroney is a very Irish name.
Anyway, when Maroney suggested defining what it means to, quote, break down systems of oppression as part of the language in the proposed new version of Oak Park's diversity statement, that's when Miss Buchanan became unhinged. Maroney used the example that the local police department had recently been accused by some in the community of being, quote, a system of oppression, and he would therefore hesitate to send the message to our police department that they are a system of oppression. Seems like a reasonable concern on part of this councilman or trustee or whatever they call him in Oak Park, Illinois. Maroney then went on to note that it was important to define such terms because someone in the local newspaper had recently said racial equity could be achieved via wealth redistribution through socialist policies. That's not something I'm in favor of, Maroney emphasized, adding that capitalism would actually lead to greater equity. I agree with this guy. However, that's when Susan Buchanan, became unglued. She's a medical doctor who has served on the board since April. She criticized Maroney for bringing up the police and capitalism, and then another male trustee stepped in delicately to try to assist in working out language that would satisfy all parties. Buchanan had enough. That's when she starts saying, I'm so tired of hearing two white men tell us what systems of oppression are. You have been white from birth. Why are you arguing what is a system of oppression? You've never experienced it, so shut up! Shut up! I don't want to hear from you. Just stop, Dan. Just stop, Dino. Wait, the guy's name's Dino. Stop, Dino. You are not oppressed people, and people at Oak Park are, and we are trying to recognize that as a community. This mayor and this board is obviously not willing to face history. We have a chance to make history. It is time for this community to face equity. Enough! And then, pointing fingers at the men directly, she said, and you stop it. You are a white male. You stop it. You are a white male. Wow. I hope nothing like this ever comes to Montgomery. Because, well, actually, maybe I do. I would love to mock it relentlessly. When did that become an argument?
I don't know.
Like, you made all these points, fair enough, but unfortunately, your skin color is peachy and you're male. Well, what if you said, well, I identify as female, though. So how dare you misgender me, ma'am? Like, this is absurdity gone nuts. Absurdity gone nuts. Like, on stilts, I can't believe that there are full-grown adults who won elections that think it's an argument to yell, you're a white male, so shut up. And again, this woman even turned her ire to the mayor. She started pointing at him and telling him, quote, your skin is light enough, stop it. Even though this mayor, Anan Abu Taleb, is a Palestinian immigrant. He also, because she can just tell by skin color who's a white male who needs to shut up or not. Let's hope this, in all seriousness, never comes to the council here in Montgomery. I have nothing but hope for the new mayor and the new city council. And if I ever see anything like this at a Montgomery city council meeting, I am just going to, I'm going to snap.
You've already snapped.
More than I already have. Because this is the sort of stuff
you're
we have to...
snappers.
Well, for a while, I thought, Jack, this is just confined to some college campuses. This is some HR department's gone too far. At different headquarters of corporate America. But no, it's now bleeding out into the general public. Where there are some people who think it is actually an argument to say, shut up, you white male. It's not an argument. Just an insult. Really, it's not that effective of one. And also, if you want to take down these systems of oppression, why not talk to the guys who set them up? Oh no, I gave away too much. Anyway, also, Nikki Windham, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour here for your chance to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores at Eastdale Mall. $500 to At Home and $500 to Foot Locker. Wow. So again, Nikki Windham, call 396-5477. Within the hour.
Did you announce the winner of the Dillon Rings thing?
No, I did not, but we did do that drawing a little earlier. And let me see. What is that name? Oh, it's right here in front of me. Bishop Whatley won the Dillon.
Bishop Whatley, congratulations. That's quite a gift.
Yeah, $1,000 gift card to Dillon Rings on Brown Springs Road. And that's because Bishop played the game, listened out for the name to be called. And folks, if you want to register for the name game, maybe to win this $500 to At Home and $500 to Foot Locker, which will be drawn a week from today, go to our websites. Any Blue Water website will do, but since you're listening to News Talk, newstalk931.com. newstalk931.com. Look for the banner, the name game banner at the top of the webpage. Click there and just put in your information and listen for your name to be called, just like Nikki Windham. Again, you need to call 396-5477, Nikki, within the hour for a chance to win this shopping spree up to $1,000 at Home and Foot Locker. What great prizes. And we've got more coming up. More coming up. But I'm sorry for my little rant there or channeling this councilman or trustee from Oak Park, Illinois, because we have to have our wits about us in that this could happen here. It could be right at our doorstep. And really, I think the best way to deal with this is to let people reveal how kooky they are themselves. I think that's the best way to deal with a lot of this. You don't give in. Obviously, but trying to engage some of these folks is just fruitless as well. Maybe if you get folks to calm down and be like, let's actually talk about ideas instead of attacking and making this issue of identity and group identity at that. You know, it's one thing to attack Joey, you know, somebody to attack me because of something I did. Fair enough. You may not like what I did or you may love it. But it's another thing to attack people based on aspects of their lives they can't change. I thought that was the whole point of, you know, tolerance and getting along with one another. But I guess I was wrong.
Like you would know anything about that.
I guess I was wrong. We got to hit another break here. News and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, 272.
May I this time go to, you know, to the restroom?
Oh, you got to go to the bathroom?
I didn't get to go a minute ago.
Are you going to threaten me with your leg again?
No, I'm going to threaten you with peeing in my pants right here.
Well, then go! Go! We got to hit this break now!
local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Well, welcome back.
News and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell.
I'm not talking the rest of the show.
You mad at me or something?
Yeah.
Well, since Jack's not talking to me, 272-9228.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
272-9228. It does matter. I'm hurt.
You'll roll over me with bad bumper music and your attitude and everything else.
We're one big happy family here on News and Views.
Hey, do you get Amber Alerts on your
phone?
Yes.
Yes.
You get one Saturday night.
What, you think they wouldn't give them to me?
Well, I didn't know you signed up for them.
Yeah. No, it comes automatic with the iPhone.
Camille McKinney got abducted at a birthday party.
I did see that, yes.
And they questioned some guy. They found his car and they questioned him, but I don't know. I thought they were having a news conference this morning about it.
I've not seen anything.
I don't know if they found the child. They didn't indicate in an earlier article whether or not they had... you know what I'm saying?
Well, we'll have to keep looking into it, because, yeah. Oh, wait. No, this is still from yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think there's a resolution to it yet. I was trying to figure out.
Cupcake, yeah, that's her nickname. She's only three.
Yeah. I hope somebody finds her. Yeah, I hope they find her. That's
adorable little girl. Why would somebody do that?
You ever look at AL.com? It's nothing but football.
Oh, yeah.
Football and barbecue joints. Yeah, that's all it is. Best place to eat barbecue in Alabama. Best place to eat country fried steak.
That's what we do. We barbecue and we watch football. What's wrong with you not liking it?
There's an interesting lead article at AL.com this morning. The headline is, "In Trump Country, Alabamians Defiant in Backing President." And it talks about the free state of Winston, Winston County, Alabama, which did not secede from the Union back in 1861, whenever it was. Anyway, it's pretty good. Of course, they interview all these people at a barbershop or a beauty shop, and, man, they're all behind Trump.
Oh, I believe it.
Man, of course, Winston County was Republican when it wasn't cool. And
we got to get to the...
It's pretty fun little article.
Well, and folks are backing Trump because I think a lot of the stuff they throw at Trump is just nonsense. Like this headline on Drudge we'll get to in a second.
Well, one of the things I was thinking earlier in the broadcast was, and this is where the Democrats, I think, are miscalculating. I mean, and you can see it in the number of people, and I've said this 10 times, people are sick of it, the number of people who come to these Trump rallies. You know.
Oh, yeah, and the overflow.
Overflow. And I think the longer this impeachment inquiry, this impeachment process, the longer this stuff drags out, I think the more beneficial it is to the president. And that's where the Democrats are wrong.
Yeah.
Because they've got to have a platform more significant than let's get rid of Trump. And that's basically all they're saying. I don't think people trust that crowd, except for the fringy people, because all of the candidates, with the exception of probably Buttigieg and maybe Biden, although he's drifted left, seem to be totally insane people. They are so out of step with the American folks that I just.
That's why I said earlier, all the Democrats had to do was beat kind of the party of normalcy, a return to normalcy. It's what I thought Biden was going to run on. Nope. They've gone into the arms of the more radical left. And it makes Trump's job a lot easier. Though, again, Trump can sometimes shoot himself in the foot, and that's an understatement.
Well, you know.
It seems to work for him, but he isn't the perfect candidate or president.
Well, who is?
Right.
I mean, who is?
Yeah, let's not let perfect be the enemy of the good. But let's go to the phones and talk to East of the Rockies. East has been patient.
Yes. Hey, look, I've just got a quick question, and I want to interrupt your petulance toward Jack and running over him with the bumper music and stuff.
Oh, no, he deserves. It's a two-way street. I'm not the one who started this, all right?
Yeah, but I don't have control of the board, and... You know, I suggested this on a little bit ago, and he just went right by it.
No, I played it.
No,
he
didn't.
It just blew you off. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I mean, Joey, if he does happen to beat you to death with his leg, I'm torn as to whether I want your guitar or your sports car if you pass away.
You can have my guitar.
Can I have, please? That'd be great. That'd be great. It's a six-string, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I have two of them.
Sure.
I have a Fender Stratocaster, and I have a... Of just a cheap acoustic.
AstraZeneca,
guitar.
Isn't that a drug company?
No, I want the Strat. Okay, well, here's my question, though, and I haven't heard anybody ask this. When these people come out and say, you're a white guy, you're a white male, if we turn it around, if that white male stood up and said, you're a Palestinian American, or you're African American, or you're, you know, whatever your hyphen is,
right?
I mean, would that work?
No,
it would,
and I think everybody would get nervous very quickly.
Yeah. Oh, sure. I mean, on the edge of the seat, and so really, the media is really failing us because nobody in the lamestream media has stood up and said anything about this. And I'm of course you guys are. Have taken the point, you know, and I appreciate that. But
and that's how crazy this is. I highly encourage you check out Douglas Murray, all of his interviews. If you don't want to do the whole book, but The Madness of Crowds, he did a great job delving into the recent history on a lot of these issues on gender and race and sexuality, all the identity politics, and some of the stuff is more bizarre than I even remember. And really, on race, what's crazy is we've gone from this idea of judging people by character and experience and merit, and, you know, to almost going back to categorizing people just in racial terms.
Well,
and it's ridiculous.
Well, it's like firing a weapon inside of a large or a small room that has rock walls, man. It's going to ricochet, and you don't know where the bullet's going to land. And that's what these guys have done. We need more people to be like Atticus Finch. I hate to draw on that, but, you know, and actually, I don't hate to. I think it's brilliant. You know, he defended somebody, and we've got to defend people, even if we disagree with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Jack, listen, you just hang in there, man. Your day's almost over, and maybe one of these days, Joey, you'll see the light and play some music that you need.
Well, I appreciate that, East. That would be a really pleasant day in my life.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
I see how it is.
Yeah.
You know, I played your song.
Yeah, my one song.
That's all you've requested?
Well, I'm not sure you played it.
I did. Everybody's a Star. We played at the beginning.
I know we
of last
played.
Hour. Yeah. And then I kept with the Sly Stone theme like you suggested.
I did not suggest.
Yes, you did.
Keep with the theme. You are
Let's go
liar.
To Fast Eddie. Save us from ourselves. How you doing today?
Well, Jack said, who is the perfect presidential candidate? Well, I mean, Trump's got it in 2020. I mean, that's a no-brainer. I mean, there's just nothing out there. But the perfect candidate is someone that is above that fray and will not even run because they won't soil themselves with all the BS that goes with that running for that office.
Right.
But 2024 is someone, I would say, the perfect candidate who will not run would be Condoleezza Rice.
She'll be a little old by then.
She ain't as old as you, Jack.
Well, I'm not running either there, Eddie boy. No, she's...
No, I think she would be a wonderful leader for us, but I just don't think she would. She's going to lower herself to what it takes to get that nomination and then go through the general election. I mean, I bet she's clean as a whistle, though.
Well, I think she probably is too.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I'm gonna find out when she was born.
Wait, you said that she was too old, and you don't even know when she was born.
In 2024, she was born in 56.
Okay, yeah, she might be.
No, she's born in 54. She'll be 70 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that seems about like the right age given the candidates these days.
True. How's Bernie?
Yeah, I think Reagan was 70 when he ran.
He was 69 when he was elected.
Bernie's, I think, like 78, and Biden's up there, too. Warren, I think, is 70.
Yeah. Well, the age is taking Bernie out, it looks like. His health has, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard. I think it would be an uphill climb for him to get the nomination now.
Yeah, what's happening with Bernie is everybody's being very nice to him, even Donald Trump, like, I hope you get well soon, and then behind his back, or just mumbling right in his face, and you're out of the race. Get well soon, and you can't be president.
So. Maybe Colin Powell, he's too old, too, as a Democratic candidate. He would be a better one than they got.
Well, I don't want him to run.
Well, he would be. Well, I don't want him to run either because he'd be a Democrat. But he would probably be the best they could come up with. But they won't come up with him.
Yeah.
No, well, and also given today's Democratic Party, even though Colin Powell is a black man, he identifies as white, so he's not going to get the nomination.
Well, I mean,
Powell jumped over to the Obama side. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He endorsed Obama both times,
right.
I think. So.
No, we'll see. In 2024 is a long way out. Maybe Mike Pence will jump in.
I hope not. I'm sorry. I don't want to see Pence. I'm sorry.
They got to come a long way for the medal to even have a chance in 2024.
Yeah, there are a lot of good guys in the Republican Party that are younger than I am. So that would be, you know, could throw their hat in the ring in 2024. But I don't want to see Pence. He's okay. He's a good vice president, but I don't want to see him president. That's just me.
So far, I like Pence, but we haven't really seen that much of him. You know.
Well, because
he's just kind of there. He does his job. He's just kind of there.
He does, and let's face it, Trump will never find someone that can overshadow him. You know, and that's one of the reasons that Bush didn't pick Jack Kemp in 1988. He picked Dan Quayle, whom nobody knew. Some senator from Indiana, junior senator from Indiana. But there are a lot of people, including myself, we were at that 88 convention talking to delegates, trying to get them to urge President Bush or President-elect Bush to pick Jack Kemp, but he didn't do it. And the rumor was, well, Jack Kemp was so dynamic back then that he would have overshadowed Bush, and Bush, you know, wasn't going to have that, which, you know, I guess you can't blame him.
You're right. Nobody's going to overshadow Trump.
No way.
I don't think anyone can.
No, they can't, even if they try.
Right. Well, Fast Eddie, appreciate the call, man.
All right, guys.
See you, pal.
See ya. And we got to hit another break here, Jack. But this is the headline on Drudge. Let me go back so I can get the headline quoted exactly.
I read this. It made no sense to me.
Trump critics slaughtered in 2020 pitch. Screened at Doral. Video. Campaign rocked. You know how, like, going back years now. Like, you know,
explain what that headline means.
There is a video, and people have been doing this for a while. They take a scene from a movie. Mm-hmm. For instance, like the classic movie...
Silence of the Lambs.
Well, the one I've seen is 300.
Okay.
Yeah, where, you know, King Leonidas kicks the Persian envoy into the pit and is like, "This is Sparta!" and kicks him. Well, somebody made a video where they put Donald Trump's head superimposed over King Leonidas, and the other guy's like Hillary Clinton being kicked down the well. Or another one was Donald Trump himself at WrestleMania. And the guy he's beating the crap out of, which at the time was Vince McMahon, they superimposed and put the CNN logo over Vince McMahon's head. So it's Donald Trump tackling and beating the crap out of CNN. They're like, oh my God, oh my God, he's advocating violence against the media.
Oh, for God's sake.
And so that's what this is. They took a scene from the 2014 movie Kingsman. Hilarious movie, by the way. It's kind of a spy thriller with, it's very much over the top. It's comedic in aspects. And the scene they took is where the main character, played by Colin Firth, goes into a church with a bunch of, like, undercovers in the church as the congregation and starts shooting and stabbing people in this action scene. So what somebody did is superimpose Donald Trump's head over Colin Firth's head, and all the people that Trump is shooting and stabbing are different political opponents and people in the media. And so it means that Donald Trump's advocating violence.
Oh, for God's sake.
This is what's going to get him reelected, folks. You know what? This is how we get ants. Is when you take satire and parody and something... By the way, this video's been out there since July 2018. So just now, because it was at a campaign, like a supporters event that the president wasn't even at. Which, let's make this headline news. Give me a break.
There used to be a penalty in college football called piling on, which today is called late hit.
Right. Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Personal foul, late hit, sometimes they'll say unsportsmanlike conduct. This is the classic case of piling on.
Right.
I guess they figure if you take a piece of dough and throw it across at a cabinet, eventually it's going to stick.
Right.
They know right now nothing's working. And so they're trying everything. And it's not going to work.
The idea that Trump is advocating violence when everybody's seen Kingsman is just... This is just dumb. Just absolutely dumb. So we got to hit a break before I blow another gasket. And we'll be right back. More news and views from 9 to noon. I'm trying to keep my head screwed on straight, but I got Jack threatening to beat me with his leg. I got these sorts of headlines in the news. I'm just a young man trying to make it in this world.
Whatever, Joey.
272-9228. And that's the support I love. 272-9228. We'll be right back. Oh, destiny. You and me.
Do You Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There's much to talk about. Significant changes over the next few days. Today, Columbus Day, comfortable, high around 80. Spotty showers possible. But the rain chances will dramatically increase by late tonight, Tuesday night, into Wednesday morning. We could see a significant amount of rainfall, we hope. It's much needed. Before a strong cold front ends the rain Wednesday morning, followed by much cooler air, some jacket weather nights later in the week starting Wednesday night. Hey, our free weather app will keep you on top of all these big changes this week. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's own. Only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
I said I didn't get my wish.
This is the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What, I don't know this song.
And you said you were a fan.
I am a fan of a couple of songs.
Well, this is Universally Speaking by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. We've been on the rocks all day here. Like, he took his leg off.
off air and just held it up in front of him. And then you put it back on pretty swiftly. It was just, it seemed like a subtle
thing. One day I'm very amazed at how quickly I can.
Actually, yeah, you're
I've really gotten good at it.
Didn't realize how spry you were, in fact.
Well.
Anyway, let's go to Flower Child real quick. She's been very patient. 272-9228. Hey, Flower Child.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, gentlemen, and you?
Fine, thank you.
Doing well.
I'm just to turn on the radio. I hope I'm not off topic, but were you talking about who's going to run for 2024?
We just we threw that out there. Sure.
Okay, here's my choice: Mike Pompeo and Devin Nunes.
I think Pompeo, I don't know if Nunes has national appeal. I think he's good.
Let me tell you, he's got a set of testicles because he'll get on Fox News and call him out. And whereas, who was the other guy that resigned?
Craig Allen?
Jason Chaffetz.
Oh, Chaffetz, yeah.
He kind of buckled and left Congress, and now he, but you are right, he is a really... he's a really good guy, Flower Child.
Well, I think he'll be vindicated. I just don't know if he's presidential material.
No, I mean, he's vice president.
Oh, okay.
Pompeo. I like Pompeo a lot.
As president. And because, I mean, he's the one that could step in the shadows of Trump, I think. The one person. Whereas everybody else would be overshadowed, you know. And, I mean, he is a little hawkish, but I think he would be a good choice. He seems, you know, not part of the deep state and trying to clean it out and everything.
Do you think any of the senators that ran last time have a chance going forward, whether it's Cruz or Paul or Rubio?
Oh, no.
I agree with you.
Nobody. Of course, it's going to have to be whoever Donald Trump supports to endorses.
Well, you know, he may get out of, he may stay out of it. I doubt it, but he, you know, Reagan really never endorsed Bush, I don't think publicly, but everyone assumed, and he didn't say otherwise. I think people just assumed that he was for Bush, and,
we know that was he probably knew better back then.
I don't hate George H.W. Bush. I think he's an honorable guy. I'm not. I think he was a little bit too centrist to be an. You know, he.
He's a globalist, Jack. He's a globalist.
Okay. Yeah. He's a globalist.
I hope the Dems just keep digging and coming up with more inquiries because all it does is uncover dirt about them. And,
yeah.
They just don't understand the term boomerang.
Indeed.
I mean, if you were Joe Biden, wouldn't you be mad at Adam Schiff?
Yes. Or
for bringing up this Ukraine phone call to Zelensky or whatever his name is?
Yeah. Oh, they're trying not to throw Biden under the bus just yet, but let's be honest here. We all know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, they've thrown him under there. And so, Clapper's already thrown Obama under, and now I understand that Biden has come out saying that Obama approved Hunter's position, you know. So now Biden is throwing Obama under. So it's just going to keep, you know, until we get to that very last domino, it's going to keep coming. And
Well, and there's breaking news, Flower Child, that Elizabeth Warren is indirectly hitting back against Bernie Sanders. She's now flaunting her fitness. Physical fitness is the reason why she should be president.
Ooh, that's ugly when it gets to that.
No.
Have you ever noticed her dress code, Elizabeth Warren?
Wearing the leggings or the yoga pants or whatever she wears?
She always wears a black top and black pants.
Mm-hmm.
And then a colorful jacket.
Yeah.
You know, type thing. I mean, she is very consistent. So is Kamala Harris. You know, she always wears that dark gray, black, you know, suit, like three-piece suit. I just think it's, compared to Hillary, you know, every day Hillary came out with a new outfit, but those two women are pretty bland when it comes to...
I mean, I think the fittest, and I'm not making a joke here, the fittest and probably best dressed is Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, but... Maybe I'm biased there, Flower Child.
You just remember in that white outfit from the debate, don't you?
I do. Uh-huh. I do remember that. I don't know why. It just sticks in the mind. Yeah. I appreciate the call.
Bye.
Thanks.
Before we bring on a good caller here on line two, this part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive downtown at 38 East Jefferson Street. If you work downtown, Jenkins Tire and Automotive is just 2-3 blocks away from the alley station, like the little water tower down there. So if you work downtown, it's great. But even if you don't work downtown, say you work on like Carmichael Road, like I do, Jenkins Tire and Automotive is a great place to take your vehicle because they've got a vehicle ready to take you to and from work. I mean, I'm thinking Jenkins, folks, because they service a lot of commercial fleets, which means Jenkins Tire and Auto has some of the best state-of-the-art equipment that is great for everyday drivers. They can service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, and fleets. Their technicians are all ASE certified. And I'm thinking Jenkins because you can do a monthly checklist to make sure every aspect of your car is up to snuff, as well as they'll teach you a few things to do owner maintenance. But they can do AC, air conditioning repairs, air filters, battery replacement, belts and hoses, brake repair, anything to do with tires, whether it's balancing or repair or rotation or installation. They do it all over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. So if you need work on your vehicle stat, give them a call, 265-0792, or you can make an appointment at their website, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Or if, you know, your car's doing fine, but you need a regular place to go, be thinking Jenkins. That's what I'm doing. I'm thinking Jenkins because I love being able to trust the people I go to who work on my vehicle, and that's exactly what Mike Jenkins and the team over there do. So again, Jenkins Tire and Automotive at 38 East Jefferson Street downtown. Give them a call, 265-0792. And look at who we have on the phone here, Jack. Perry Hooper himself.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Perry-o?
Jack, y'all got the best show in the state. I'll tell you what's so much better than it's ever been. Hmm. Y'all keep up the good work. I tell you, y'all are doing a great job. I did want to call in real quick and give you my take on after we kick butt in 2020 and Trump goes in like gangbusters. I look at
I saw your two people. I don't agree, but
let me tell you, first of all, Mike Pence has been a staunch ally of the president. Everywhere he's gone, he's been there. He's a fighter. I like him, but I do think you've got to find a way to mobilize and encourage and get urban females and women in suburbs all across the nation, and that's why I think Ivanka Trump, she's an entrepreneur. She understands, she's not spoiled. She's understands the work ethic. I think those two would be great. I think she's the kind of lady, and if it's not her, maybe Nikki Haley, but I think there ought to be a female on the ticket.
Nikki Haley's kind of parted with the president on a couple of things.
Foreign policy out there, in particular, yeah.
Well, right now, she's working hard for the president.
Oh, I know, I know.
I visited with her when she was in New York last week, and she's tough. Now, she's a tough nut, and she was good when she was the U.N. ambassador, but I like both those ladies because they ain't scared. They'll step out there, and they speak their mind, and I think either one of those ladies would be fabulous as a VP and a future president.
I like how you're thinking, Barry. I think a female on the ticket, a good Republican woman, would be just what the doctor ordered.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No question about it.
What about your buddy Pam Bondi from Florida?
Pam is great. I love her. I need to get her to call in your show, Jack, yeah. Talk with you a little bit. She's co-chairman of the Women for Trump right now. She's doing a lot of legal work, though, for the president. And she's a good person. Remember when she was the attorney general? She was tough. So I'm not sure. I've talked to her. I think she's been in an elected position all her life, and she's really enjoying actually making a living for a change and being out there and working for other people. She understands how great the president is, and she's doing everything she can to help him. But who knows? She may jump out there. She may want to run for U.S. Senate when something opens up in Florida. I don't see that opening up anytime soon.
Well, yeah.
But both those guys, you know, Rubio's doing a good job, and so is Senator Scott. I like Senator Scott. He's a businessman. He's really been an ally of the president.
He certainly has.
I really like his style. But, I just, Joey and Jack, I really, to go back, I really do think we need a female running with the president next time. And those two ladies, to me, I see nothing but positive from those two. And they speak their mind, and they're not scared, and they're strong-willed ladies. So I think that'd be a good ticket. Either one of those is the VP.
I like where your head's at, Perry, and we've run out of time here. So
yes, sir.
Appreciate it, though. Appreciate the call.
Love your show. Love you. Hey, Jack, call me if you want to get some lunch.
Okay.
Right.
I can't today, but maybe tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Perry.
Bye.
Well, that does it for the program today, Jack. We're all out of time.
We want to thank Dan Black for coming on as a new sponsor.
Absolutely. Sponsors 9 o'clock hour, as well as all of our sponsors, Alabama Home
Absolutely.
Mortgage, Cole Plumbing, so many others. But that does it for today. News and Views will be back tomorrow. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, bright and early at 9 a.m. Talk to y'all then.
See ya.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.